Metal Battle Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. Very happy to say I've got once again on the show with us this evening, Randy from Lamb of God. How you doing, Randy?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So happy to have you back on the show. Obviously, so much great stuff coming up in your world and with Lamb of God. You know, most people might want to put something like your Czechoslovakian experience behind them, but instead you reference it on the new album. Why is it so important to you to document it with your music?
It's not. It's not at all. And I think that's a misconception. There's only 2 songs on the new record that deal with that, with the whole experience there. And they were both written while I was in prison. I've been doing a lot of press lately, and people are asking, like, how did the, you know, experience in the Czech Republic affect the album writing? They ask my guitar players that, all this stuff. It hasn't, you know. It wasn't important. What happened is that we recorded 14 songs for the new record, and when it was time to go into pre-production and writing mode, you know, in the beginning, as I do with every single record, I look in my notebook and I say, okay, what lyrics do I have? What lyrics do I have, you know, laying around? And I was like, oh, I have these 2 songs that I wrote in prison. And those were the first 2 songs that I put lyrics to. They just happened to be the first one, you know? So there's very, very little about the whole experience on the album. I think artistically it was a valid choice to use those lyrics because I write about things that are, you know, personal to me or whatever, but by the time it was time to record them, those lyrics are 3 years old. And just like every you know, album, I go and look and say, okay, what do I, at the beginning, I go and look and see, what do I have done? I need some lyrics. And it wasn't, as I said, it wasn't. I wrote a 500-page book about the whole experience, and that pretty much got it out of my system.
Randy from Lamb of God, our guest on the show this evening. The new Lamb of God album comes out on July 24th. Here's a tune from it. Full Metal Jackie, Randy from Lamb of God on the show with us. There's a new Lamb of God album coming out July 24th called Seven Sturm und Drang. Am I saying it right?
That's close enough.
So what sort of comfort and sense of security do you get from the familiarity of making a Lamb of God album?
I get absolutely none. I hate recording. I hate it more than anything else in the whole world. It's my least favorite part of being in the band. Some guys are studio guys, and they love sitting and making a new record, and they love tweaking the knobs and getting their sounds right and mixing and all that stuff. I hate it, hate it, hate it. So, and I always have. I'd much rather be on tour, you know. I enjoy playing the songs live, but recording the album is, to me, it's, I look at it as a necessary evil. You know, standing in a booth and screaming with earphones on, it just sucks to me. So, you know, some people like recording. I don't. I just hate it. I don't get any sort of comfort and familiarity. It's like something I just want over with as soon as possible.
It seems like there's a lot of artists that say that. Like, obviously, you know, going out and playing these songs and when it's done is fun, but I don't think there's a lot of people who are like, I love the recording process.
Well, our guitar player, Mark, he really likes writing and recording the, you know, the album. He loves sitting there and tracking. Our drummer, Chris, he likes that process. He likes tracking. You know, they're more studio heads. But Mark doesn't like touring. He doesn't like it at all. He likes playing live, but he doesn't like the rest of touring. I love all of touring. I like playing live. I love going around the world and seeing all that stuff. You know, it's just apples and oranges, I guess, you know, two different flavors that, you know, it comes with being in a band. So I really don't dig it. I mean, when we record a record, I sing the same song over and over and over and over and over and over again. And maybe like the first take is awesome, you know, it's like, okay, that was rad. You know, I'm getting to sing this. It's awesome. But, you know, by take 23 of just, you know, the first line, you're kind of like, I hate this. I hate myself. Why did I write this? This is idiotic.
It's Full Metal Jacket. Randy from Lamb of God, our guest on the show this evening. Quick break. Still to come tonight, going to be premiering new music from Cataclysm, also a premiere from Pentagram. Jamie Josta checking in this hour for Josta's weekly pick from the pit, and we'll have more with Randy. Stick around. Put 'em Up from Kissing Candace, another band you'll find on the Mayhem Festival. Full Metal Jacket. Randy Bly from Lamb of God is on the show with us. There's a new Lamb of God album coming out July 24th. Randy, how does an experience like Czechoslovakia make you reconsider things you might have taken for granted about being a musician?
It doesn't. You know? It doesn't at all. You know, the whole thing with me is like, you know, I drank for 22 years. I got sober before any of all this stuff happened. And that was the big thing where I realized, you know, when I got sober, I was like, wow, man, I've been taking a lot of things for granted. You know, what happened in the Czech Republic really had, I didn't think about my band, you know? It wasn't something that, like, I was like, oh my God, I'm worried about my band. You know, will I be able to do this or that or the other? And, you know, my band was the last thing on my mind. And so when I came out of it, we went back on tour. The band really, it doesn't really fit into the equation. It was a really serious situation, and the band seemed rather inconsequential compared to it. I mean, I'm glad to be a free man, but it's not like I view everything in my band versus the experience in the Czech Republic.
Full Metal Jacket with Randy from Lamb of God. Quick break. Josta's weekly pick from the pit coming up next. Also going to be premiering a new tune from Cataclysm, and we'll have Randy pick a tune as well. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jacket with Randy from Lamb of God on the show with us this evening. Again, the new Lamb of God album coming out July 24th. Randy, how have you most noticeably matured as a lyricist, and where is that most evident on the new album?
I don't know if I have. That's generally for people, you know, other than myself to decide. I think, we're just really just kind of doing the same thing we've always done. There wasn't like, I don't know, this album is just like any other album with us, to me. And I've talked to my guys in the band, and it's not like this, you know, fantastic new way of doing things or anything. It's the same thing we've been doing for 21 years. I think as far as a lyricist goes, hopefully as you do something more and more and more, you get better at it. Maybe I can pay a little bit more attention to meter and rhyme scheme and phrasing. That's something I've had to learn a lot, because when we were first a band, I didn't really put much attention to phrasing at all whatsoever. But after doing it this long, you know, I feel I've gotten a little bit better about it. And my band has gotten better about leaving room in the music for me to actually sing. Because I think in the beginning, you know, they're musicians, so they're just writing what sounds like killer riffs to them without much attention to how the vocals are going to go. And nowadays they pay a lot more attention to where there needs to be space for vocals. So it's just a growing process overall.
Full Metal Jacket, Randy from Lamb of God, our guest on the show this evening. Quick break. Coming up this hour, though, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Going to be premiering new music from Pentagram and more with Randy. Stick around. Full Metal Jacket with Randy Bly from Lamb of God on the show with us. And Randy, you had a unique story to tell with your first book. Had the Czech Republic not happened, what do you think you would have written about instead?
Some sort of fiction, you know, and I already have, you know, I had a publisher lined up for a photography book before this, because I do that as well, and then the whole thing came into play, and I don't think I would have written a memoir of some sort. You know, people are always wanting, you know, people had talked to me before, like, oh, you should maybe do like a rock and roll memoir thing, and, you know, talk about your crazy life and all that stuff, but I don't know if you've ever read it, but if you've ever read Motley Crue's The Dirt, You know, that is like the craziest sort of rock and roll memoir I've ever read. And after reading that, I'm like, any sort of story I had sort of pales in comparison. But I didn't write my book. Dark Days isn't a rock and roll memoir at all. So it's just kind of what happened. And if I hadn't had that situation occurred, it would have been fiction. I've already written a rough draft of a novel before any of this happened. And maybe I'll revisit that soon and whip that into shape. Sort of a weird ghost story. You know, I like creepy things.
Full Metal Jacket with Randy from Lamb of God on the show. Going to take a quick break. Coming up next, The Death Clock, brutal pick of the week. Also going to get to new music from Soulfly and more with Randy. Stick around. That was We Sold Our Souls to Metal. New music from Soulfly. They have an album coming out August 14th. Full Metal Jacket with Randy from Lamb of God. A look out for Lamb of God on tour with Slipknot this summer. And, of course, the new Lamb of God album coming out July 24th. Randy, really appreciate you being on the show. What can we expect beyond the summer for Lamb of God?
Well, you know, we have my book coming out. Then we go on tour with Slipknot. And after that, we're going to South America for a couple of shows in the fall, and then another tour. I'm not quite sure where that's going in the fall and the early winter, but really for the next, you know, 18 months to 2 years, it's going to be a regular album cycle. We're just going to tour the world, you know, just like we do. That's I don't know, that's one thing I really enjoy about the job, is getting ready to cruise all over the world and see all sorts of different things, meet different people, you know.
Totally, and love your commentary on Instagram on all your travels, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I've actually been taking pictures this whole tour in Europe, and I'm thinking it's a five-week tour. I'm thinking when I get back, I'm going to put it all together and do sort of photographic journal sort of book where, you know, because the American fans, we don't really have the festival season in America. And then I kind of do like a photographic record of what it's like to be on tour in the festival season in Europe, and probably do a limited edition run of that book, you know, sometime this coming year.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Randy. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. Always good to talk to you, Jackie.